This is the Business Storytelling Show with Christoph Trapp. Name a top 20 storytelling podcast and a top 5% podcast globally, Christoph chats with thought leaders and experts to share tips and tricks that can help you tell your company's stories better to drive business results. Available wherever you listen to podcasts, live streamed on major social media channels, and part of the DB&A television network, available on most U.S. television sets and streaming on Roku and Amazon Fire. Here's Christoph with today's episode. Let's go.
So today we want to talk about multicultural marketing. And what's interesting to me about this topic is I wonder how much everybody thinks about that. And I don't know. I don't know. We'll find out. But what's multicultural marketing, especially trying to reach Hispanic communities? And how do you think about that? I think that's always the first step, right? In any strategy, how do you keep things top of mind? How do you make sure, you consider all these different things? So I asked Sarah Marski on the show. She owns the Sarah Mar Group. I think I said that correctly. We'll throw it up on the screen in a minute, get her out of the green room here. And we'll dive into that topic. I think Sarah can tell us if I remember it incorrectly. I think I ran across her on another show, and I thought it was just a very interesting topic that we haven't covered on the show. So I thought I would bring her on, ask her if she would join us, and she agreed to do so. Let's get her out of the green room here. I'm sure she's enjoying the amenities in there. Sarah, how's it going today?
Hey, Christoph, it's going well. How are you?
Living the dream, so to speak. We just got to figure out whose dream it is.
Right? I totally feel you. Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to have this conversation and chat with you.
Yeah, you bet. So, I mean, pretty simple question to get us started. I mean, simple for me because I'm just the one asking the questions. But what's multicultural marketing? Why should that be top of mind? And what is it at the core?
Yeah. Well, it should be top of mind because our market is multicultural. We have a population in the United States that's incredibly diverse. And as marketers and as brands, we want to build authentic and meaningful connection with our entire consumer audience, which is incredibly diverse, incredibly multidimensional. And whenever we look at multicultural marketing, it means that we are really connecting with those consumers from a standpoint of understanding who they are, of seeing those consumers and really connecting from a cultural standpoint, from a passion standpoint, and really being also inclusive in our marketing effort. So it's really about targeting specific audiences based on their personas, really, their cultural preferences, and their passions in life. So that's really multicultural marketing.
Well, I find it hard to believe that there's companies that think they're not reaching, an audience that has different backgrounds. I mean, does that exist? I mean, is there any company that even can claim that?
Well, it is surprising. You would think, but when we're looking at, for example, Sarah Mar Group, we really specialize in helping brands create meaningful connection with Hispanic audiences. That's kind of our niche within the multicultural marketing arena. And you would think, given the fact that there are over 60 million Hispanics in the U.S. That are driving, 80% of our population growth over the next 20 years, and that are really a high growth and high income growth market, that more brands would be connecting. However, if you think about it, actually only 6% of advertising dollars is targeted to Hispanic audiences. And almost 80% of our Hispanic communities doesn't see brands looking to make a connection with them through their marketing, advertising, and outreach efforts. So there is certainly a gap, given the fact that 19% of our population is Hispanic, yet only 6% of our advertising dollars are focused on this community. And so it is a big missed opportunity. It's a big missed opportunity not to make it a core strategic priority for a brand as they're looking at their consumer engagement efforts.
Interesting. It's always nice to hear numbers to kind of to back up things we talk about, right? So I do appreciate you sharing those. How do brands connect though? Like, what needs to be top of mind? I'll give you an example. Totally, I mean, they're different examples, right? But Regine Gilbert was on the show, and basically she talked about accessibility, right? And I said, well, this is not accessible, and here's how I noticed it, and you know, whatever. But I never thought about it. Mm-hmm. And she says, well, that's the problem. People don't think about it.
Exactly.
Until it hits them in the head, you know? So is it similar from that vein that you have to bring it top of mind? And how do you bring it top of mind? And how do you, and what does that mean? What do you do?
I think it's important. You mentioned things being top of mind. And I think that is where it starts. It's having the mindset internally and having the thought process internally to say, yeah, when we're looking at developing our marketing strategy for the year, what are we doing to ensure that it's inclusive? What are we doing to, from the outset, ensure that we have as part of the strategy, connecting with our multicultural communities? And it's really important to have that top of mind and have that thought process internally to keep voicing it, to keep moving towards that goal. Because whenever we're also looking at our strategy, not only having it top of mind, but being very intentional about it, and being very, not only intentional, but putting the investment behind it as well. So I think those are really important things to do. So having it top of mind, not when you're looking at your marketing strategy, not thinking about, oh, 6 months down the road into the strategy, how are we going to start connecting with our multicultural communities? If you're looking at from the outset, you're developing your marketing brief, you're developing the campaign, you start from the beginning and say, how can this campaign be inclusive? And how can it connect and resonate with our multicultural communities? That's extraordinarily important to keep it top of mind. And then especially, you know, when it comes to our Hispanic community and our Hispanic audience, you know, making sure that you have an understanding of the community. You also asked about how do we make that connection? How do we make that connection, right, with the audience? So it really does start with that. It starts, you know, with from a strategic focus. And then it starts just like any other marketing campaign. You really want to start with a deep understanding of your consumer, right? It starts with understanding those insights. It starts with data about the consumer. And the same goes for our Hispanic market, making sure you have a deep understanding, making sure you're investing in the data, because especially when we look at our Hispanic community, it's a very multidimensional community. It's a community made up of over 20 countries of origin, multiple language preferences, multiple generations in the community, multiple affiliations with your country of origin. So it's a very complex market. It's a very multidimensional market. So again, how do we connect? We start with insights and data around the audience to drive that authenticity and to drive that relevance with the community. So that's one place to start.
And of course, you had me at insights and data. Of course, you know, I also produced the Real Talk, the Customer Insights Show, and that's one thing we talk about on there all the time. How do we get the right insights about anybody, right? How do we get their preferences and things change all the time? You know, the one thing I didn't and I didn't necessarily think about either is there is a multitude of countries, as you mentioned, to keep top of mind as well. So, but I know people always want to focus on where do brands misstep, and I do want to hear some examples about that. But what are some right ways? Once you have the data, once you have the insights, how does your marketing look different? I mean, is it the language I use, the verbiage, the images? Like, what do I need to focus on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of those things. So making sure that whenever your audience watches your advertising or sees your campaigns and market, that it's reflecting who they are, that they see themselves reflected in your advertising, in your messaging, and that it shows you go through your messaging and through your creative, you show that you have a deep understanding of the community. So it starts with all of that. And it really starts with also building that emotional connection with the consumer. And how do we do that? We do that by connecting on a deeper level. We do that by connecting with the community's values. Within our Hispanic community, you know, when we're looking at it from a values perspective, it's a very family-oriented community, very community-driven community, about a collective mindset. It's a community that's very passionate about education and upward mobility and progress and achieving the American dream. It's a community that is just, you know, you have very deep pride and culture as well, and your heritage. So reflecting those things, reflecting those family values, those cultural values, and doing so in a way that shows that you understand that there are multiple cultures within the Hispanic market. And what's great about marketing these days is that we have the technology to do this, right? We have the data, we have the ability to really get granular when we're targeting from a digital perspective. So our access to data and technology really helps us connect with consumers from a more personalized perspective, and a way that shows that we get who they are. So it's really about creating that connection and that emotional, you know, deeper emotional connection through connecting with values and really the passions of the community as well.
So when you say, you know, there's different cultures within the same culture, mm-hmm. I guess, for lack of a better term. I mean, I think if I grew up in Germany, you know, in Düsseldorf, and people, every time anything with Germany comes up anywhere, people always say, oh, Germany, blah, 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 like, take a look. And it's some totally unrelated thing, like, you mm-hmm. know, in a part of Germany I've never visited. Yeah. But there's also, even in a relatively small country, there's, you know, other cultures within that same national origin. So, but I understand the culture that I live in, right? Whether it's mm-hmm. the German culture I grew up in, and then also the American culture for the last, whatever it's been, 25 years that I've lived in the United States. Mm-hmm. How important is it for marketers to figure out a way to actually, like, be in the culture? I mean, I just think of when I was a reporter, you know, people always said, well, you have to be in the community. If you're never in the community, how are you going to cover the community? If you cover national news or law enforcement and you never, mm-hmm. you don't understand law enforcement, how can you cover it, right? Or whatever.
Right.
How important is that, and how do you accomplish that if it is?
Yeah. I think that's extremely important. It's extremely important to be immersed and have as much knowledge as possible of the community. Myself in particular, being originally from the U.S. and from North Carolina, you know, I have always been very immersed in our Hispanic community from a variety of different ways, you know, from a career standpoint, having a nonprofit background where we were focused on serving the community. But also, you know, from my time at Coca-Cola, where we're volunteering in the community, where we're, you know, going out into the community, participating in events, participating in different cultural experiences with the community. So it is important to, you know, be there, be present in the community, be part of the community, be part of the community's journey towards progress. I think that's really important. And then, you know, some of the solutions, for example, that we offer at Saramar Group is this kind of cultural capacity building. So if connecting with the Hispanic market is something new, if there's, you know, not a deeper understanding of the market, well, we're here to help you gain that understanding. So, leveraging cultural capacity building, even immersive experiences in the community, going to a Mexican national soccer team game, seeing the 60 million really passionate fans right there in the stadium, right? Like, you can't experience it on paper. You have to be there and kind of see that passion for yourself. Going to a quinceañera, going to the local market, going to you know, these cultural festivals, just really, where is the community, and really being immersed in the community and being part of the community. So I think that's part of a couple ways that you can start to kind of really be immersed as well. I think secondly, you know, and especially, you know, an important topic of the moment is diversity, equity, and inclusion. So making sure that whenever we are hiring, that our workforce reflects the diverse communities that we're serving as a brand. So internally, there's ways to make sure that you have folks who represent the Hispanic market internally at your organization who understand and are from the culture as well. Another awesome thing to do within your organization or in your company are business resource groups or employee resource groups. And if you're not familiar with those are affinity groups, whether it be African American business resource group, Hispanic business resource group, women, LGBTQ, et cetera. So these are affinity groups that are formed within companies to help the company really understand the market that it's representing, to help that company build that connection externally. In my prior career at Coca-Cola, sitting on the board of our business resource group, our Hispanic business resource group, you know, we kind of had three core focus areas. How do we grow Hispanic talent at the organization? How do we develop talent within the organization? And then how do we serve as good stewards in the community for the brand? And how do we help our brand understand the community better? So there's a variety of ways where you can just be immersed in the community externally, but then internally reflect that culture as well. Reflect that inclusive culture additionally.
And that's great to hear. And I live in Iowa, where where it is, I don't know, 98% white or something like that. But I don't know what the right number is. It's pretty high. But Michelle Nagomi, who runs the African American Marketing Association, I think I said that correctly. She was on the show and she said that is an excuse that companies in Iowa can't hire, you know, a diverse workforce. And she says the reason is, I mean, it depends what it is, right? Like if I, it depends on the job, but the job I'm in, marketing, communications, those kind of things, you know, the team I work with, we're all over the world, you know? Mm-hmm. And she says the same is true for a lot of companies, you know, who says there's a rule that the company in Iowa can only hire people that are in Iowa. If you need more diversity, hire some remote workers. Right. And when she said that, I was like, oh my goodness. True. Didn't think of it.
That is an option. Yes, totally. And especially now, you know, one of the things that we've learned from the pandemic has been the capabilities we have virtually. You know, obviously there's a magic sauce for everyone to be in the same room, but we've seen that we can be productive, that we can move business forward from a virtual standpoint. So you're right. There is no excuse. And I'm sure, you know, folks will be willing to move out there as well. So absolutely, there's ways to make sure that you have diverse and inclusive hiring. Absolutely.
So let's talk about some of the missteps and how companies can avoid them. And I know missteps is a very new definition today, because it seems like anytime anybody does anything publicly, whether it's right or wrong, there's always a certain population that takes them to task for something. You know, I don't know if you saw the thing. I don't watch Jeopardy, honestly, but apparently some winner who won three times at Jeopardy, you know, said three, however he did it, like this or something. And some people said that's a white supremacy sign. And then the Washington Post finally uncovered that it's not. And Snopes wrote about it and all this stuff. But again, nobody listened, right? Because he was immediately taken to, he said, I was just showing three, right? That's how he shows three. I grew up in Germany. This is how I
chose three. Right. I was going to say, it's very European, but right, to do that.
Very, very European. So how do you, I mean, granted, there are brands that take missteps and they didn't think about it, right? Mm-hmm. And they should have thought about it. But how do we avoid, as a brand, to make a misstep? And how do we know? I mean, is it about showing it to people or what's the solution?
Oh, yeah. So, well, I think there's several missteps that happen. I think one of the first ones is really overlooking the Hispanic market in the first place. We talked a little bit about that before. Again, it's a huge missed opportunity to not be strategically thinking about how to be inclusive of multicultural communities and Hispanic communities in your marketing from the outset. You know, just to add a few more data points there, our Hispanic population is a very youthful population. 22% of millennials are Hispanic. And what's even more mind-blowing is that 25% of U.S. population under the age of 18 is Hispanic. So that's one-fourth of your market under the age of 18 that's Hispanic. And you're going to be continuing to grow older and become consumers in the marketplace. So it's extremely important to start to build connection for your business with this consumer segment. So the first misstep is to simply to overlook the market. So it's important to invest. It's important to include it as a strategic focus and be intentional about it. I would say another misstep is not allocating enough budget. We talked about that, you know, to make sure you're doing it the right way, to invest in those insights, to invest in that data, to make sure you're doing it in a way that is reflective of the multidimensional aspect of the community. So ensuring that you're investing in that data. Another recommendation is, you know, make sure you're starting with that deep understanding of the community. And then another thing I recommend is to avoid these missteps is to be inclusive of your target audience in your creative process. I think this is one of the most amazing things you can do. If you're coming up with a creative strategy, if you're coming up with you know, a key focus for the company, invite your consumers in. Maybe you can form an advisory board. If your target audience, for example, is teens, well, maybe you can have a teen advisory board with Hispanic teens who are there helping you shape and formulate your message and provide insights and feedback on it. So if your target audience is Hispanic moms, well, bring Hispanic moms in. Talk to your Hispanic moms. You know, make sure that they're included in your creative process. So I think that's really important. And then making sure that whenever you do begin to create that messaging, create that kind of commercial going out into the world, that you do test it, that you do test the messaging and get insights on it. We talked a little bit earlier about business resource groups within your company. So if you have a Hispanic business resource group, that is something that you could also leverage to get their insight and perspective and input in the creative that you're putting together. Going externally, you know, leveraging companies like Saramar Group who can help you test your messaging, making sure that even like we talked about before, investing in research, you know, starting with the focus group, starting with that data and insights, getting the consumer perspective. And then once you build out your creative, then go back and get their thoughts on that creative. So it's really important that you have those multiple kind of pulse points and checks throughout the creative process where you're gaining input and you're gaining those insights and feedback from your consumer so that, to your point, you avoid making those cultural faux pas and you avoid making those kind of missteps that we talked about.
It sounds a little bit like, you know, really what we talk about is a customer-led design or product development. Mm-hmm. And the real talk, you know, there's a whole couple episodes on that. If you are watching on Amazon, just I know people are really tuning in and we have a good amount of people watching. Everything you can see, by the way, in my studio here is in the carousel, and I'm currently highlighting Real Talk, the Customer Insights Show, in the bottom there. So if you want to listen to some of those episodes, definitely would recommend that you check that out. So the one story that also came to my mind is the story I heard from YouTube. So when YouTube first came out, they had a bunch of videos that were uploaded the wrong way. And so they were like, what is going on? Why are people uploading their videos upside down or sideways? Or I don't know which way it was. And what happened is they realized that everybody on the engineering team was right-handed. So it was designed only for right-handed video shooting. So if you were left-handed, it would show up the wrong way. And then, so what happened is they couldn't test it, right? So if I was a brand that needed to kind of get these, get different groups, How do I start? How do I connect with them? I mean, do they reach out to you, or how do they connect? Like, do they just go to what's a tip there?
Absolutely. You know, especially those who are beginning the journey for Hispanic marketing, if it's something that is not a strategy right now, that's a core focus of your marketing function, there are certainly folks out there like Saramar Group who bring in that added expertise and deep level of understanding of the community who can partner with you to walk with you along in this process, who can help you gather those data and insights that you need, who can help you create. And one of the things we do here, especially at Saramark Group, is to create a very holistic and comprehensive strategy for connecting with the market. Because, Christoph, it's not necessarily all about external, right? We talked about that. It's both, when we're looking at it, it's looking internally and externally. In order to do business with the Hispanic market, you need to be prepared internally to do business with the Hispanic market, especially if you're going in language, especially if you're putting out communications in language. You need to be sure that your workforce is prepared for when our community calls and wants to purchase your product or find out more about your product, that you have someone there who speaks Spanish that can communicate effectively. So really it's about being well positioned internally, building out those cultural capabilities, making sure you have that cultural mastery within the organization, making sure you build understanding around different cultures within the organization, making sure we're looking at, you know, how do we minimize unconscious biases within the organization? So that cultural capability. Making sure, again, that workforce reflects the community that you're serving. And again, making sure that you are ready to do business and you have that readiness part of it as part of your really holistic internal strategy. And then there's folks who can help you understand how to connect internally, how to develop those messaging strategies that are going to resonate with the community. What are the right channels where we need to be connecting with the community? Maybe it's integrated marketing communications. Maybe it's corporate social responsibility and community engagement initiatives, which is one of our specialties at Saramark Group. Like, how do we not only create that brand love and affinity with our group, but we go a step beyond and create an impact in the community as well and create relevance in the lives of our consumers. So maybe it's corporate social responsibility or those social impact initiatives. It could be looking at whatever community partnerships are out there. Look at Hispanic serving organizations, building relationships with those organizations, supporting those organizations, helping them with their initiatives to engage with the Hispanic community and impact the Hispanic community. It could be, again, what events are going on. Where can you be part of those events? Where can you put your brand as part of the community as a sponsorship or an event, et cetera? Maybe we're looking at passion point of soccer. Okay, how can you engage in soccer tournaments? Things like that. So there's multiple ways that you can engage with the Hispanic community, and there are certainly multiple resources out here for you to help you move along in that journey for sure.
There, I always used to wonder why companies would sponsor events, but it is actually when you do it well, it's a really good way to get in front of people and stay in front of people, and it's in a very positive light because you know you're just there. I mean, you're even if people don't think of them as the sponsor, they still see them. You know, I mean, there's a bank here that sponsors everything, and you know that's who I think of, and I'm not even their customer currently, but it's. It's very true. Participate in the community. Of course, as always today, we are live streaming with Switcher Studio. Check them out, switcherstudio.com. Trap One gets you the first month off. As you can see, things are working fine. And even when they didn't work fine, we figured them out pretty quickly. Now, Sarah, tell me, why did you start this focus with your company? Like, what was the trigger point, I guess, for lack of a better term?
Sure. Well, that story begins a little ways ago, actually. So I think I mentioned to you, Christoph, a little bit earlier that I'm originally from North Carolina, but I had the opportunity to learn Spanish since I was very young, literally since preschool, and had Spanish in preschool, kindergarten, middle school, high school, double majored in international studies and Spanish in college, and just always loved the language, was always passionate about different cultures of the world, and just always had just a deep love for the language and myriad cultures of Latin America. And that has been a central component of my career. Also, you know, I was raised with that global perspective and also with a focus on giving back and serving the community as well. So that's been the central core component of my career, and had the opportunity when I was in college to go abroad and live in Costa Rica as a volunteer, to live in Spain for a while, and you know, really develop that perspective. And you know, moving on from college, and had the opportunity to work for the Latin American Association, which is one of the prominent, preeminent nonprofits here, serving the Latino community in Georgia. Moved on from there to serve the Coca-Cola Company on the multicultural marketing team there, leading Hispanic campaigns targeting Hispanic audiences across the U.S. And then from Coca-Cola, you know, launched Saramar Group. And so I think keeping, you know, that passion around the Hispanic community and Spanish language has been central to the Saramar Group business. And as well as being purpose-driven, we're very purpose-driven in what we do in terms of putting social impact and positive impact in the lives of consumers at the forefront of what we do in terms of consumer engagement. And so it starts with that passion, but then is also insights driven. As I was mentioning before, it is a strategic imperative for brands to be connecting with our Hispanic market based on the growth of the population, based on the increased educational attainment of the population, based on the increased economic well-being of the community. So it's insights driven as well, and the fact that there's an opportunity out there for brands who are not connecting with the Hispanic audience to do so. And we want to fill in that gap, and we want to be able to be a partner to those brands to help them really connect to our Hispanic community in a way that's going to create a positive impact as well.
Fantastic. Great overview, and so much to learn from. I'm always so excited to have experts like you on the show. I always can learn something new. So even if nobody listens, even though they do, it's always wonderful for me to learn from experts like you. Thank you for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Well, Christoph, I thank you. This has been such an honor. And I so appreciate the opportunity to share. We are here. Check us out at saramargroup.com or find me on LinkedIn at Sarah Marski. And we are here to be your partner, and we are here to support. And I so appreciate this opportunity, Christoph. This has been awesome.
You bet. So much fun. Thank you so much. Thanks everyone for watching and listening. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode of the Business Storytelling Podcast. Please rate, review, and recommend our show to your friends and coworkers. Until next time.
That's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in. Please rate and review our show on your favorite podcast channels. And don't forget to share this episode with your networks. We appreciate you. Until next time, let the best stories win.
Hello. Hi. Are you still there? I have a special offer for you. Thanks for listening all the way to the end. My Going Live book is now available on Amazon.com. And if you're in the United States, I'm happy to send you a signed copy, which you can order at paypal.me/CTRAPPE/12. Thanks for your interest. If you're not in the United States, I can't send you a signed copy, but of course you can order on Amazon.com.